My name is John Davis. Today is Friday the 11th of October 2013, and I'm about to interview Mr. Bob Scott. Bob, will you please introduce yourself and tell me where and when you were born?
Yes, my name's Bob Scott. I was born in Abertillery, South Wales, and I joined Fieldings way back in 1965 in the fitting shop. And I worked then in the fitting shop and various other departments until 78 when I left. And then I came back two other times since then. So, and I was there in 2003 when the company was actually wound up.
Fine, not many people can say that, Bob. What was your principal or your final occupation during those years?
Well, finally, I ended up with, I was sort of running the sales department, if you like. When I say running the sales department, there was four of us actually working at Fieldings just prior to its being closed. There was myself, Karen Matthews, Andy Bracewell, and Jackie Byatt. So we were the last four to be there. We were there when they locked the doors, pretty much.
Okay, well, we'll take that story up a little bit later, Bob. Okay. Could you tell me then, please, how you first came to hear about Fieldings? Was it from someone who worked there, or an advertisement, or what was it?
Well, having been born in South Wales, I did an engineering apprenticeship with a company called British Nylon Spinners that, you may remember, eventually opened a plant in Brockworth. And I had the opportunity of coming to Brockworth just prior to finishing my apprenticeship and working in Brockworth. So that would have been from about the September 64 till the end of 64, which was just before I joined Fieldings. But yes, the people that I worked with at British Nylon Spinners, they were, you know, nothing but, they had nothing but good to say about Fielding & Platt. It was the most prestigious company in, you know, in the county at the time. So Fieldings were, I'm guessing, if I remember rightly, were advertising in the local paper, The Citizen, for fitters. For which I applied, and fortunately I got the job. But that was January 1965 was when I joined Fieldings, first of all, as an apprentice in the number one fitting shop.
Okay. Just go back a little bit, Bob. What made you decide you'd like to take up a career in engineering in the first place? Was it possibly from subjects you took at school, or what was it?
Well, I went to a school. It was a technical school, very much like, I suppose, the Sainsbridge or Central School in Gloucester would have been, but this was down in South Wales. So everything that I did from the age of secondary school, which would have been, 11 or 12, right up until 16, was all based around engineering, everything I did. I mean, and the school taught metalwork and woodwork, which I think are vocational things that aren't taught these days in school. But technical drawing, everything that I did was in school was sort of allied to engineering. So it just seemed to be a natural thing to do when I was due to leave school to apply for engineering apprenticeships. And that was how it all came about.
Exactly. Okay, so you've heard about Fieldings. Tell me about your first visit to the company, Bob. Obviously, it was to apply for a job, I assume. Can you remember anything about the interview? Who interviewed you, etc.?
Unfortunately, John, no. I don't remember who interviewed me. I don't remember doing any tests or any puzzles or any psychological questions. It was just, it seemed to be a straightforward interview asking me about my experience, and I think shortly after the interview, I had a letter saying that, yes, I was being offered the job. And then, as I said, January 65, I started.
You must have impressed them very much. Good. During that first visit then, Bob, did you obviously used to British nylon spinners and factory life, etc., but was there anything particularly different about Fieldings? You know, what were your first impressions? Like the sights, the smells, the noise? Anything different than your previous experience?
Everything was different, John. It was, I mean, I was working for a company that was what you, it was a textile manufacturer, so it was a question of basically maintaining machinery, making small parts to keep the machinery running. So when you get to Fieldings and you see all these massive 25, 50 ton and eventually 100 ton crane, it was absolutely 180 degrees different from what I'd been used to, you know. But, you know, that's really where all my engineering experience and life has come from. But yes, the smells, you know, the Talus 27 and Talus 41 and the suds off the machines and, oh, yeah, they're all very memorable.
Taking me back as well. So, okay, you've got a job. Assumably you've come to live in the area from South Wales. How did you travel to work, Bob? Can you tell me a bit about the journey? Any interesting sights along the way? Factories, shops, railways, etc.?
Well, when I first moved up here, it was, as I said, in 64. I was living in Cheltenham at the time because I was working at in Brockworth. And I just got married just prior to coming up. We had a flat in Cheltenham and we bought a little A35 van. And so I used to travel from Cheltenham to Gloucester in this little A35 van. And there was no Golden Valley in those days. It was just a straightforward, you know, down the old Cheltenham Road into Fieldings. But not long after I joined Fieldings, we moved into Gloucester, my Kay and I, and we moved, we had a flat in Podsmead Place. And it just so happened that the flat that we had in Podsmead Place was right next door to a guy called Peter Ginger Priest, who also worked at Fieldings, which was a bit ironic, really. But yeah, that was, and he used to have a, oh, Peter, I remember he used to have a signal. I think he was railway mad, but he used to have a signal box in his back garden. Anyway, that's by the by. But yeah, Podsmead Place, we lived there. And so that meant travelling up the Bristol Road into work. But I don't remember anything unusual about travelling into work. I mean, what I do remember was travelling up the Bristol Road, of course. You'd go past what was then the Wagon Works on the one side and you'd have Morland's factory, you know, the match factory on the other side. It was all, you know, very... And you went over the Bolton's Fish and Chip Shop and you'd go over the railway lines. You know, the gate, there used to be gates there before you went into Fieldings. Those are the kind of things that, thinking back now, that I remember.
Okay. Jumping back a little bit, Bob, you served your apprenticeship in South Wales with the British nylon spinners as they were in those days. Can you tell me just a little bit about the apprenticeship? Did it last very long?
Or? Yes, it was a, in those days, it was what you call a typical five-year apprenticeship. And it was not unlike the apprenticeship that, you know, Fieldings was running. There was a craft school, an apprentice school, and you had the same kind of things you had to do, you know, filing, chiseling blocks and squares and making, you know, various things that had to fit together. And so, yes, it was. And then, of course, the machining, you went on various machines to try your hand at on lathes and milling machines, shapers and planers and all that stuff. So it was very, in the craft school the first year, it was very similar to what you would have done in Fieldings. And then from there you went out into the various departments to hone your skills with working on the machinery and so on.
Okay, very similar to Fieldings indeed. Did you have to attend technical college during that time, Bob?
Yes, it was a requirement then, and I guess it was at Fieldings. You know, you had to go to the local technical college to study one day a week release. I did it was a City and Guilds mechanical engineering course, it was called in those days, which was a five-year course, which fortunately I finished and was successful.
Excellent. Yes, just like Fielding's apprenticeship, but all over again.
Yeah.